Good morning. Thank you, Kathy, for that wonderful song. I hope we are continuing to follow the Lord wherever He leads us, and that we allow the Lord to move and work and bless as we follow Him this morning. I wanted to take just a moment to announce on September 11th, which is also Patriots Day, and we will remember on that day, you know, the attack on the Twin Towers and such, and we'll have a moment to do that. But it's also Grandparents Day, and so we're going to remember our grandparents on that day, on 9/11, September 11th, to take a moment to appreciate all the grandparents for the spiritual heritage that they're instilling not only in their children but also into their grandchildren. And so we're going to honor grandparents. And so we want all you grandparents to come. And if your grandparents aren't attending somewhere else, we don't want to take them from their church. But we'd like for you to invite your grandparents to be with us that day. And you grandparents that are here and attend here, we want you to invite your grandchildren. And so that's, once again, September 11th. We're going to have Grandparents Day here at the church, and so we wanted to mention that to you. More information will be in the bulletin next week, and we're just going to have a great time as we think about our grandparents and all that they've done for the work of the kingdom and all they've invested in the life of their grandchildren. Well, as you know, we've been talking about fresh wind and fresh fire. That leads me to ask what I believe is a very important question. Are you genuinely passionate about anything? Are you passionate, and I do mean passionate, about anything? I hope that you are, because I am. I am passionate about a few things. I know I've shared with you that I have a fishing rod holder in my living room. This is photographical evidence. If you've not been in my living room, in the corner of my living room, the one next to the Methodist church, is my important fishing rods. Some of you there are counting, aren't you? There are 30 of them. Ooh, yeah. Do what? Well, that's... Now, Bob, hold on a minute. That's in the corner of the living room. That's not in the corner of the dining room. Kids. Well, what do you have in the trunk of your car? Yeah, you can't get anything in a Jeep. But anyway, there are things we're passionate about, or should be passionate about, and it's obvious I'm passionate about fishing. You already know that, but it's obvious in my life. If you know me very long, you're going to know that I'm passionate about fishing. You walk in my home, it's evident. You come in our back porch, it's evident. You go in my garage, it's evident. You get in the trunk of my car, and yes, there is a collapsible fishing rod with fishing gear. You never know when you come upon the right place, the right time to catch the perfect fish. You go in my office, and you'll discover I'm passionate about fishing. It's who I am. It's part of who I am. Fishing is not the only thing that I'm passionate about. I also love to camp, love to go camping. I'm passionate about the outdoors in general, fishing, camping, hunting, hiking, all those types of things. Love the outdoors. I've talked about my love for the water, not necessarily being in the water. I'm not necessarily a swimmer. I can swim, but I love being on the water. There's just something about it. Being out there on the water early morning, late evening, It's just amazing for me. It may not necessarily be for you, but that's my passion. I'm passionate about that. In fact, I remember the days when we used to We used to drive straight through for about 14 or 15 hours to Georgian Bay, sleep in the truck, and get on the boat and go to the fish camp. We're still passionate about doing that, but we don't sleep in the truck anymore. But passion, it's an amazing thing. And it's amazing what passion will do for us. Sometimes we take a fishing trip and it requires 3:30 for the alarm to go off. So you're there at the right time. And most people say, well, I'm not going to get up to go fishing at 3:30. That's because you're not passionate about it. But there's other things you'll get up for when you normally don't. Because you're passionate about it. It's amazing. But not only am I passionate about fishing and camping and outdoors and the water, I'm also very passionate about fire. And we're going to talk about fire tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about fire this morning. Fresh fire for our soul. It's really about this thing of being passionate. But I'm also very passionate about God. Love to worship Him and do the work of the kingdom. Passionate about that. The truth is, we are all passionate about something. Or we at least used to be. Some of you might be saying, well, Pastor Mike, I'm not very passionate about anything right now. And that may be true. I've encountered a lot of people who have said, since COVID, I've just not really been passionate about anything. And so maybe right now you're not very passionate about anything. But there was a time in your life where you were passionate about something. And so we need to be passionate again. There needs to be fresh wind and fresh fire in the heart of the believer. We should be passionate about our spirituality and our work for the kingdom. We should be passionate about that. And Jeremiah in the Old Testament, I believe, is a perfect example of passionate spirituality. And I believe this morning he can help us understand this thing of being passionate. Because passionate spirituality is necessary for the work of the church and to accomplish the work of the kingdom. We need this thing we referred to as passion. So let's see what Jeremiah shares with us. And let's take our Bibles this morning, if you would, and let's turn over to Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9 this morning. Appreciate if you would stand for the reading of the Word. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9 this morning. Lots of things happening in Jeremiah chapter 20, but this verse is the most important verse in that chapter. Something very, very powerful is happening here in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. And it shares with us, "Then I said," this is Jeremiah, "I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not." Join us in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, thank you for allowing us once again to be able to come together to worship you and to experience the move of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we do long and desire fresh wind and fresh fire. As Jeremiah so powerfully shares with us, it's like fire shut up in my bones. And I pray this morning that we are experiencing the fire of God in our hearts. And so, Lord, as we come to your word this morning, I ask that you would challenge us, that you would move us, and that we would experience fresh fire today. And that you would once again give us a passion for the church and for the work of the kingdom and for the word of God. Oh Lord, we need your touch this morning. We ask that you allow us, Lord, to come under your presence. We ask that you allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the preaching of the word. For we ask in your precious name, and amen. You may be seated this morning. As we're continuing to think about fresh wind and fresh fire, I really kind of want to focus on the concept of fresh fire this morning, because it's so important in the life of the believer. And so we recognize in Jeremiah this sense of fresh fire in his life. And so I want to draw our attention this morning to this concept of fire in my bones. And what we discover this morning here in Jeremiah 20, verse 9, is Jeremiah's passion. We talked to you about passion, and we all have passion for something. We should have passion for the work of the kingdom and for the word of God. And we see that in the life of Jeremiah. And so let's take a few minutes this morning as we think about fire in my bones and look at Jeremiah's passion. So I have to draw your attention this morning back to Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9 this morning, because it shares with us, this is Jeremiah, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name." Now, if you haven't read Jeremiah chapter 19 and the beginning of Jeremiah chapter 20, you would have to ask the question this morning, why is Jeremiah saying that no longer is he going to mention the Lord nor speak any more for the Lord or in his name? Well, what you would find out is Jeremiah was prophesying about the destruction of Judah, about the invasion of the Babylonian Empire, and the fall of Israel and Judea. And people weren't happy about it. They mocked him, made fun of him. In fact, the priest at that time, as if you would read in Scripture, actually hit him and put him in stocks and bonds. Basically put him in jail. Eventually, they released him as they made fun of Jeremiah and for what he was sharing in regard to the Lord. And so Jeremiah said, I'm not going to mention him nor speak in his name anymore. That's where Jeremiah was. Maybe that's where we are. Maybe we don't have the passion we once had for the work of the kingdom. Most likely many of us are in different seasons of our life, and that work changes. As we mature, as we grow older, the season of life we're in is different. The work that we do for the Lord is different. But we should still have that passion. But maybe we're where Jeremiah is. He says, I'm just not going to do it anymore. But look what happens. Jeremiah says, but his word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I'm not doing this anymore. But Jeremiah says, but his word, what God has shared with me to share with his people, is like fire shut up in my bones. I don't know how much you know about fire. Fire is one of my passions. I love fire. I love sitting around the fire. I actually like playing in the fire. Patrick Mann has said, there's nothing more satisfying than poking a fire with a stick. That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. But there's something about fire. Fire is amazing. We're going to talk about fire tonight, so I don't want to give everything to you this morning and ruin this evening. But fire is just, it's dynamic. And fire motivates. That's one thing we'll talk about tonight. But fire motivates. I remember in high school, I would get up and start getting ready for school, shower and get my hair combed and all that stuff, and get ready for school. And by the time I got downstairs to the kitchen, Mom had fixed breakfast for me. And one morning she had made me scrambled eggs. And so I picked my plate up and went over to get the scrambled eggs out of the skillet, not knowing that Mom had prepared the scrambled eggs on this burner and move the pan over to the other burner, when I put my hand down there, an amazing thing happened. And it didn't take very long. I had laid my hand down on the burner while I was putting eggs on my plate. That burning fire sensation on the back of my hand that left a mark that morning caused me to throw my plate in the air. And how unfortunately, my eggs all over the kitchen floor. Fire motivates. Jeremiah says, it was like fire in my... I can't help it. It's like fire. And if you get near fire, you can feel the heat. It's an amazing thing. And Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. Even though Jeremiah, his passion was low in that moment, said, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to share these things with your people anymore. But he said, your word was like fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back. In fact, I cannot do it. I have to share God's word. I want you to know this morning what we see in the life of Jeremiah is passionate spirituality. He couldn't help but do it. No matter what, even though he said he wasn't going to, he couldn't help but do it. Are there things that you do that you just can't help? We're going to step away from the spiritual perspective for a moment. How many of you can genuinely pass up a plate of chocolate chip cookies? You just can't help yourself. If it's not chocolate chip cookies, it could be glazed donuts or coffee or sweet tea or whatever you want to put in its place. There's just some things we can't help. We were in the clearance aisle at Walmart the other day, and you know what they had in the clearance aisle? Fishing rods. Get the picture. You already know the picture in my living room. Dining room, as my lovely children have snitched on me. Garage, back porch, trunk, whatever. You know what I was looking at? Fishing rods. Why? It's kind of like ladies in shoes. You have to have just one more pair. And fishing rods, that's two, right? Just can't help it. Why? Passion. Fire. Just something about it. You'd be proud of me. My wife was proud of me. I looked at the rods. I had two in my hand. Put them back on the shelf. And I walked away and I said, I don't need any more fishing rods. My wife was very proud of me. I was at the house thinking, you know, I should have got this rod. Anyway, why? There's just something. It's passion. Jeremiah says, it's like fire shut up in my bones. I could not help but share the word of the Lord. Passion. What we see in Jeremiah's life is passionate spirituality. He says it's like fire in my bones. I think I can relate to Jeremiah in his description of fire in his bones. I was in the scouts for many years, as you know, and fire is very important to the scouting program, and I even went through a course and became a firecrafter. This was a weekend thing. We were up most of the night. We had to demonstrate our ability to create fire from little or nothing, and just an amazing opportunity. And so I have this really nice patch which I'm going to share this evening that I was a firecrafter. And so part of firecrafting is fire by friction. And so I bought my just so you can see that it is real. Eric knows well about these. I love this thing. And this is my fire by friction set. You have a bow, a spindle, and you can see it is used. A spindle. Got to get in here because you gotta see this. I'm not actually going to do this in the sanctuary. I did do this once in the fellowship hall, but I thought if I caught the carpet on fire here, I'd be in real trouble. We'd know what passion really is all about. And you have a palm rock. People call it different things. And you have a nice little piece of leather here. And you have this nice little bird's nest. This is the thing that really can relate to Jeremiah here in just a minute. And so it's pretty amazing. Got to get my fire board out here in a minute. You know, and you'll notice I have two of everything, and there's a reason. All right. Anyway, and then you have a fire board, which is used. Typically, what you would do when you do fire by friction is you would take your bow here and take your spindle, and you twist it around your bow like this. Put this in the palm of your hand on the top of the spindle. And you put this, like this, and you would take your bow and you would turn that. Of course, you got to put your foot on that when you do that. And you take this little piece of leather and you put it under there and you do this and keep doing this. And hot ashes will come out this little spot right here. And you get what we call an ember on this little piece of leather here. And you take that ember, you wait for just a minute for it to turn nice and red. And you take this little bird's nest and you hold it in your hand. You dump this ember in this bird's nest. You close your hands like this, and then you blow on it. And the most amazing thing happens. You have fire. I mean fire. Don't I, Eric? In your hand. It motivates you very quickly to take the fire in your hand and put it in the spot you prepared to build a fire. But for a moment, you have fire in your hand, and yes, you know, you have fire in your hand. You talk about make your heart beat. Oh, it's good stuff. But, so I've held fire in my hand. And so when Jeremiah talks about there's been fire, it's like fire shut my, I have a sense of what he's talking about. And it's an amazing process to be able to have fire in your hand. It motivates. It moves you. And Jeremiah was saying, that fire that shut up in my bones makes me share the word of God. That is the heart of passion. It drives you to do the things you do. Now, just for useless information, you might say, why do you have two of everything? And why is things in bags and some things isn't? I found along my journey that when it's nice and hot out, it's very humid and everything gets damp. And it's very, very, very difficult to do fire by friction when it's damp or sweaty, huh, Eric? Yeah. And so now I keep things in bags so they stay dry. And so I can still create fire. It's an amazing process. Sometime I'll have to share that with you. But this concept of fire that Jeremiah is talking about and sharing with us in regard to fire in my bones. And I hope this morning that we are like Jeremiah and that we have fire in our bones. But maybe this morning it's just that little ember. Just that little ember. And we need the wind of God to blow on us. Until we're a soul on fire. Jeremiah's life was filled with passionate spirituality. He referred to it as fire in my bones. What is this thing of passionate spirituality? I'm going to take just a couple moments this morning to talk to us about passionate spirituality. Because we need to be, church, we need to be passionate. We need to have fire, God's fire in us. And so when we talk about passionate spirituality, I want to define two terms for us this morning. The first being passionate and then spirituality. So when we talk about being passionate. It's the capability of having or being dominated by powerful emotions or boundless enthusiasm. Now, when you start talking to me about fishing, I have some very powerful emotions. Talk to me about camping. I have some very powerful emotions. You talk to me about the worship of the Lord, I have some powerful emotions. And it's amazing when we're passionate about something, not only do we have these powerful emotions about whatever it is, it also gives us a boundless energy. Have you ever seen somebody talking about their passion? How they go from being very calm, very quiet, they begin to talk about the things they love, the things they're passionate about. Pretty soon there's this exuberance and this energy swells up in them. And so when we talk about being passionate, it's a very powerful emotion, and it's a sense of boundless enthusiasm. Look at Jeremiah. He said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to talk about it, but the word of God was like fire shut up in my bones, powerful emotion, and I couldn't help but do it. Boundless enthusiasm. That's what passion is. I want us to note that passion leads to energy. How many people I've heard say, you know what, I just don't have energy for nothing anymore. I go to bed tired, I get up tired. I don't have energy for anything. We need energy. That comes from passion. I want us to also understand that passion is what drives us. As we look at the life of Jeremiah, it was that fire of God in him that drove him. It's our passion that fuels us. And I'll tell you why. Because the things we're passionate about are the things that are important to us. How many of you sit at a grandkids or child's ball game when your back is killing you and you can't stand it another minute? Do you leave? Heavens no. And sometimes they don't even get a play in the game. But what do you do the next time? You go back. Because it's important. It becomes a passion. Of course, your passion is your grandchild or your child. It fuels us. Gives us energy. It drives us. It's what fills our tank. This year when we were fishing, and we're talking about passion, so you're going to get a lot of fishing stuff today. I'm sorry. When we went to Minnesota this past year for the fishing thing, and I already shared with you, everything got all messed up. And we were at Lily Lax, first day. We were out there on the boat, and it was very windy, and the boat was going up and down, up and down, up and down. And some of the medicines I take for my blood pressure these days kind of give you that motion sickness kind of feel sometimes. And very seldom. I only think one other time in my life I ever got sick on the water. And I got very sick to my stomach on the water. Very sick. And the guys are like, Mike, are you okay? I'm like, I'm not sure. Do you want to go back to the dock? Maybe in a little bit. You see what's happening? Church, I was sick. You want to go back to the dock? Yeah, maybe in a little bit. We were fishing. Finally, I said, I'm going to have to go back to the dock. They turned around, we went back to the dock, I got out of the boat, and they kind of said, well, we'll stay in the area, you start feeling better. I walked around a little bit, and amazingly, I started feeling better. I was still sick to my stomach, didn't feel very good, but it was only like 5 minutes. And I called them, I said, guys, come pick me up. What? They came and picked me up, I got back in the boat. It was not my best day. Without saying the words, I'm just going to say I fed the fish from the front of the boat. You know what we did? We kept fishing. Now, most of you are saying, Michael, Pastor, I hate to say this about you, but some days you're dumber than a stump, and that may be true. But I just kept fishing. Fire. Passion. Drives us. Motivates us. Fuels us. We all need to be passionate. So we got this passion thought. Now let's talk spiritual for a minute. Spirituality. And when we talk about spirituality, it's the state of being spiritual. Or God-focused. As believers, we should be spiritual. We should be God-focused. In fact, that should be number one thing in our life. God, number one. Above everything else. Even above fishing, camping, hunting, whatever it is, God should be above that. Believe this or not, even family. God, family, of course. You know that. So when we talk about spirituality, it's our sense of being spiritual, our sense of being God-focused. And so when you put the two together, passionate spirituality is the level of enthusiasm at which faith is lived out in the believer. So now we've gone from being passionate about fishing and camping and photography and crocheting and needlepoint, cooking, whatever it might be, to this concept of being passionately spiritual, where we're starting to talk about the things of God. That were passionate like Jeremiah. He said, the word of God was like fire shut up in my bones. And so whatever it is that God is asking of us, there needs to be a sense of passionate spirituality in us. A fire that drives us for the work of the Lord. Now, I'll be honest with you this morning, passionate spirituality really comes down to our personal relationship with Christ. Out of that personal relationship flows our enthusiasm for God. Because our passion, now we're talking spiritual, our passion should be about God. Our passion should be about God. And so out of that relationship then flows our enthusiasm for God. I think it's interesting. We get our word enthusiasm from the Greek word entheos. You know what entheos means? God within. Isn't that interesting? God within. When we talk about being spiritually passionate, Jeremiah, spiritually passionate, fire in my bones, God within. God within is all about our relationship with Him. And so we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But I want to draw our attention this morning, if we could, to Romans chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. And of course, this is in the NIV. Did you put that scripture up for us, Eli, or did you just put the reference? Thank you. This is a powerful passage of scripture. Listen to what it says. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Never be lacking in zeal. That's passion. That's fire in my bones. Keep your spiritual fervor. Isn't fervor an interesting word? Let's say that together this morning. Fervor. Isn't that fun? Fervor. Scripture tells us that we need never be lacking in zeal. Passionate spirituality type stuff. Fire in my bones. Just can't help myself. Fervor. That thing that just drives us. Then when people see us, they don't have to ask, are you passionate about this? They already know. If someone come up to you and said, I don't think Pastor Mike likes fishing. What would you say? Wrong. That's a lie. Why? Because you see my zeal and my, here's that word, fervor. I hope people say that about worshiping the Lord and loving the Lord as well. In fact, that's more important than the fishing thing. When people see us, church, do they see our zeal and fervor for the kingdom of God? I think that's a real question. Do they see our zeal and our fervor for the passion that we have for the Lord? Oh, I hope so. What we see in the life of Jeremiah is passionate spirituality. Fire. Passionate spirituality comes from knowing and experiencing Him. Him being God. And so this morning we have to ask ourselves, how do we know and experience God? Because remember, it's about relationship. That's where our zeal and our fervor come from. That's where the fire is in our relationship with God. And so we ask ourselves this morning the question, how do we experience God? I think some days it's important to go back to the basics. Go back to the basics. Things like prayer. Things like Bible reading. Devotions. Worship. Those are not big fancy things, and it's not about necessarily going to Theology 101 or Spirituality 202. But it's the basics of experiencing God. They are at the heart of this thing called relationship. Because prayer is communication. Every relationship needs communication. Bible reading is about the very fact of God speaking into our heart. You want to experience God, you got to be in the Word. Devotions is this thought of quiet time, of spending time with God. Worship is this concept of the body of believers coming together to praise Him and to thank Him for His goodness. Those are all necessary for a personal relationship with Christ. If you're saying, Pastor Mike, I don't have much passion for the church or for the work of the kingdom or even for coming to church, you might want to check the basics. Prayer, Bible, devotions, worship. Because I'll be honest with you, when those things are in our life, prayer, Bible reading, devotions, worship, unique moments happen in our life. We have encounters with God. I refer to them as God moments. Moments where we recognize what just happened was God. No other explanation. We step back and say, wow, that was God. Jeremiah, at this moment in his life, is saying, this is God, and God is like fire shut up in my bones. I cannot help but talk about Him. Prayer and Bible reading and devotions and worship are the key factors to knowing and experiencing God. They will be what brings zeal and fervor into our spiritual life. They are what fuels the fire that Jeremiah was talking about when he said, there's fire shut up in my bones. Now for all of us, we might experience prayer time, Bible reading, devotions, and worship in many different ways. So the however, the whenever, the wherever, and the how will be determined on how we encounter God. I have found for me, it's amazing that a lot of my passions, my physical passions of fishing and camping and stuff, it's in those moments that I have amazing moments with God. But I also have those when we come here and worship too, or when I'm studying in the Word in my office or even at my home. But if we're going to have fire in our bones, like Jeremiah talks about, we have to be doing these things. There has to be a sense of passionate spirituality in our life. And so I wonder today, is there fire in your bones? Is there fire in your bones? Are you passionate about the things of God? Oh, I hope we are. I hope that you are. And today, if there's not fire in your bones, is there at least an ember of the power of God burning in you? And if there is today, will you allow God to breathe into you fresh wind and fresh fire? All we need is a little bit of God to be a soul on fire. The truth is, church, passionate spirituality is necessary for the work of the church and for the work of the kingdom. We need fresh wind and fresh fire. It is what will fuel us, not only in our personal life, but as a church, to accomplish the great commission of touching and changing lives. Today, if you don't have fire in your bones, I hope that it is your prayer and your desire for God to give you fresh wind and fresh fire today. Let's stand together if you want. I'm going to ask Lana, Brian, if you'll come. They're just going to play softly. I want us to just take a moment this morning as we pause to listen to the Lord. We might even ask God, is there fire in my bones? The truth is, I believe we know if there is or isn't. I want you to know there should be. The presence of God should be burning in us. But you might be honest and truthful with the Lord, all of us, for a moment. Maybe we might say, Lord, there was fire, but now it's just an ember. I'm just kind of smoldering. I'm just kind of coasting, and I need you to give me fresh wind. Because wind and fire together is a consuming power in the life of the believer. So as we pause for just a moment, maybe you'd want to step out to an altar of prayer this morning and say, Lord, I need fresh fire. Maybe you'd want to step out. Maybe even right where you stand this morning, you might pray, Lord, I need fresh fire. I need fire in my bones. Just going to mind the Lord for a moment. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we are so appreciative for this powerful example in the life of Jeremiah in regard to passionate spirituality. Oh Lord, I pray this morning that you would help each one of us to be passionately spiritual, to have fire in our bones. And so Lord, this morning I ask that you would just move on us in such a powerful way, that fresh wind and fresh fire would be breathed into our heart and into our life. And Lord, that once again there would be passion, there would be excitement, there would be enthusiasm, there would be zeal and fervor in the heart of your people for the things of God. I ask, Lord, that you would just come on us in a very powerful way this morning, and that we would be moved by you to a place of genuine enthusiasm for the work of the kingdom. We ask in your precious name, and amen. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. I want to remind the elders, I need to see you for just a couple moments after the service this morning. I want to remind you, 6 o'clock.